Welcome. This is Apostolic Charge with Apostle Bamala. Stay charged to be in charge.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So giving is a proof of love. And welcome to the season of giving. It's Christmas. Welcome to Apostolic Charge broadcast on Agent Television. My name is Lawrence Bamilo. The only way you prove you love anybody is by giving. God is our best example in this regard. God proved to the whole world by giving Jesus Christ, his only begotten son. Jesus Christ is the member of the Trinity body. Jesus Christ left his glory in heaven. He took the form of a nobody as a human being. In fact, Jesus wasn't born the best hospital that time. He was born in a mere manger among sheep and animals. That shows the depth of how he ridiculed himself, how God decided to let him come and took the form of man so he can pay the ultimate price as a substitute for your life. God decided to give the biggest price, and that biggest price himself paid the biggest price. And that's the price on the cross of Calvary. So this season, I dare you to reach out to someone and also give. Share the love of Jesus. Share the care of Jesus. Share the love of Jesus with somebody. It's Christmas. Don't let everything dance around you and your family alone. Don't let the season of love dance around only you and your family. Reach out to someone. Wipe somebody's tears today. You can do that with as token as $10. Reach out to somebody, get somebody an hamper. Look for a gift to give to someone in need. You can also be a good reason why somebody is still living. Reach out to somebody in need. There is power in giving. There is power in gifts. Gift is so powerful that it could even be deceptive. People can use gift to deceive people and destroy their life. People can use gift and camouflage and afflict them and yet be given them. Yeah. So if the evil people can use gifts as a weapon, why don't you as a good person also use gifts to inspire somebody? Why can't you use gifts to wipe somebody's tears away? Why can't you use gifts to restore somebody's hope? Why can't you use gifts to encourage that little girl somewhere? Why can't you use gifts to encourage a pastor on a mission field? Why can't you use gifts for that beggar on your street? Why can't you use gifts for that family of that widow and widowers? Why can't you use gifts as handkerchief that wipe people's tears in this very sensitive season? Gift is powerful. Gift can be deceptive, and the same way, gift can be a power tool as a weapon of warfare to win battle for somebody. You can give a gift of prayer. You can give a gift of seed, direct money. You can give a gift of resources. All you need do is to develop a spirit of giving. The best time to start giving is now. It's Christmas time, and I wish you and your family a Merry Christmas. I'm about to release apostolic blessing on you that will make your giving life easy. Because one thing is to have a giving spirit, another thing is to be empowered to give. I'm double sure with this your good heart, if you have more resources in your disposal, you will love to give more, because it looks like in your recent time, you have been reaching out to the less privileged with your little. So I'm going to release apostolic blessings on you that 2021, you will have so much in your disposal to reach out to those in need. But first, let me introduce you to the very first and the ultimate gift, the gift of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If you have not accepted him as your Lord and Savior, or you don't have a constant relationship with him, either you are the receiving end of accepting gift from men, or you are giving gift to men, it's going to be a waste one day when the rapture sounds. Jesus Christ is the greatest gift you can have in your life first, then other gifts now follow. Would you like to say yes to him, or would you like to restore your relationship back with him? You might be like that one sheep. I have a good news for you that Jesus Christ has brought this broadcast, Living 99, to look for you right now. Would you love to accept that greatest gift now? It's very simple. Avoid distraction where you are. Place your right hand on your chest as a sign of surrender and repeat this prayer after me. Say, Dear Lord Jesus, I am grateful that I have this opportunity right now to accept you as a greatest gift in my life. Jesus, I am a sinner. I messed up. I am in need of your help. please forgive my sin. Show me mercy. I believe in my heart that you died on the cross of Calvary, and I accept in my heart that you are the Son of God. So I confess you as my personal Lord and Savior. I thank you because you have forgiven me my sin. I'm grateful. I promise to serve you and do your will. Amen. I prophesy your sins be forgiven right now, and you receive the newness of life. Now, by the mantle of the apostolic grace, stretch forth your hand. I ask the God of heaven, let his blessing rest on you, your family right now. I make a demand on the mantle of assignment. Every hardship ends this moment. Heavens open. Your financial heaven open. Let abundance of rain rain over you. It's higher life for you. It's higher level of wealth. And as you remain humble with God's blessing, you will manifest it greater. So on behalf of myself and everybody at Apostolic Grace Network Africa, we say a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. God bless you. Enjoy yourself, please. Amen.
Thank you for being part of this broadcast. This broadcast was brought to you by the continuous giving of friends and partners of Apostolic Grace Network Africa. To join the AGN Air Force, please visit apostolicgracenetwork.org or call 234-708-222-0300. Until next time, God bless you.